You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. In this hour, what we are doing is simply seeking the face of God, simply, humbly, amen, seeking the Lord God Almighty. We recognize our coming to Him in this hour of prayer is because we recognize, Lord, You are our source. You are our help. You are our refuge. You are our strength. You are our way. You are our guide. You are our healer. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are Yahweh. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us just begin right now. No need to waste any time. Let us begin by exalting the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. We exalt you in the midst of, doesn't matter what I'm feeling, how thick the feelings are, what we are choosing to do right now is, Lord God, exalt you and seek your face. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Lord God. We magnify you. We bless your name. We declare that you are almighty. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are, hallelujah, the great I am. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh Yireh. You are our provider. You are our salvation. Jehovah Rebashanda Rabasaka Rabasaya Shalom. You are our Prince of Peace. You are, hallelujah, Yeshua HaMashiach. You are, hallelujah, God Almighty. You are El Shaddai. You are Elohim. You are Emmanuel. God is with us, hallelujah. God is with you, hallelujah. God is with us. Somebody needs to say, God is with me. God, and we just thank you. I want to, first let us repent. Amen. Lord God, we repent of our sins, those known and unknown. Lord God, we humble ourselves before you in this hour of prayer and worship. Lord God, we decrease so that you can be increased. Lord God, we ask that you will sensitize us and sensitize our ears and our eyes and our heart. Make us supple, Lord God, to you in this moment. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Wash us, O God, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We thank you for the anointing, hallelujah, that you are pouring on this place. We thank you, O God, that you are well pleased in this place. Amen, hallelujah. Well pleased with us in this place. I hear the Holy Spirit even encouraging and ministering to us that we are not, amen, our actions and our mistakes and our sins. Hallelujah. Reba Shaya. We are forgiven. You are forgiven. Hallelujah. And as we hear this on this day, let us also, oh God, be ripe with forgiveness. Hallelujah. Let us be ripe with your love, O God. Hallelujah. Let us be ripe, O God, Reba Shanda, Reba Saya, Reba Sataya, with your kindness, in your gentleness, in your goodness, in your faithfulness. Let us be ripe with respect and honor, O God, as you Have respect and honor us, O God, in this place. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for how you are attending to our mind issues and heart issues and weight issues. And we thank you how you are attending to in this hour, in this moment, of family issues and finance issues and fear issues and anxiety issues, hallelujah, and psychological issues, hallelujah, and even spiritual issues, soul issues. And we thank you, oh God, how you are helping and tending to and dealing with health issues, habit issues, addictive issues, disobedient issues, children issues. God, we say thank you on this day and this hour, hallelujah, for how you are helping and dealing with relational issues, business issues, blood issues. Oh God, we say thank you, doctor issues, report issues, economic issues, political issues. God, we say thank you, hallelujah. Career issues, business issues. Lord God, we say thank you for your mighty hand. Thank you, oh God, for your mighty hand. Thank you, oh God, for your mighty hand that is resting on us and resting on our lives and resting, hallelujah, Rabbi Shaya, on situations and circumstances, and moving us through and moving us forward. And in this time, I want to read Psalm 23. Amen. Hallelujah. As we are in this 20 and 23 year, hallelujah, I want to read Psalm 23 as we are still in the place of praying, seeking, worshiping. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. The Lord is our shepherd, we lack nothing. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restoreth our soul. He leadeth us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. For thou art with us, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us. Thou preparest, he is preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He's anointing our head with oil. Our cup is running over. Somebody say, my cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. His goodness and his mercy. And the New Living Translation, it says, is pursuing. His goodness and his mercy is pursuing you on this day. Amen. You're being pursued, hallelujah, by the Lord God Almighty. You're being pursued by his goodness and mercy. Blessing is overtaking you on this day. Blessing is overtaking us, hallelujah. Somebody declare, blessing is overtaking me. That no longer am I chasing and looking for blessing, but blessing is overtaking me. Let the blessing of the Lord that maketh us rich and addeth no sorrow, dear Lord God, overtake us from the left side, the right side, the front side, the back side, the top side, the bottom side. I declare and decree, blessing is overtaking us. Blessing is invading our home. Blessing is invading our mind, our thought life. Come on. Thoughts of blessing, thoughts of life, and life more abundantly, thoughts of positivity, thoughts of love, thoughts of hope, Thoughts of faith, come on. Thoughts of I can. Thoughts of he is able. Thoughts of all things working together for my good. Come on. Thoughts of his resurrecting power. Thoughts of nothing is too hard for God. Thoughts of no matter what it looks like, God, Reba Shanda, Reba Sando, Reba Katala, is turning it around. Thoughts of going from the tail to the head. Thoughts of going from last to first. Thoughts, hallelujah, of going from underestimated, hallelujah, Reba Shanda, Reba Saya, to considered. Thoughts, amen, of being highly favored. Thoughts of Reba Shaya, reconciliation and renewal and revival and rejuvenation. Thoughts of a renewed youth. Thoughts of his strength. Come on. The thoughts of the joy of the Lord is my strength. Let blessings invade our thought life. Let the blessings of the Lord invade our heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So let the blessing of the Lord invade, hallelujah, our heart. Thoughts of the doctor, amen. The world, amen. The experts may have said, no, this cannot happen. But God, amen, hallelujah, says that it can happen. God, thoughts, amen, of his miracle working power, his signs and his wonders. Oh, hallelujah. Let our hearts be invaded by the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Oh, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah. Thank you that the blessing of the Lord invading and consuming and filling our bellies. Hallelujah, Reboshoya. Hallelujah, Robokotia Rabasaya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You see, because in John 7, amen, it says, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow, out of his belly, the King James, shall flow rivers of living water. Come, fill us up, oh God, that we're overflowing with your living waters, that we're overflowing with your blessings. Fill us up, oh God, that we're overflowing with your love. Fill us up, oh God, that we're overflowing with your faith, with the faith. And Mark 11, I'm reminded, 11, and hold on, let me find it. Is it 22? Mark 11, thank you, Lord Jesus, in 22, yes. Jesus says, have faith in God. Have God kind of faith. We need your faith in this hour. We need your faith in this season. We need your faith, oh God. The Bible tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, faith, amen, has eyes, and faith, amen, has ears, and faith, amen, has a pulse, amen, and faith has a work, and faith has an action, and faith, amen, has a vernacular. Come on, somebody. Oh God, let us have your faith. Let us have the faith in God. Hallelujah. And as we continue to read verse 23, amen. See, because Jesus is giving a lesson on the fig tree. Amen. Some verses back, Jesus had rebuked the fig tree. Amen. Matter of fact, let's just read it together. It never hurts to read the scripture together. Why recap when we can read? Thank you, Lord God. Whew. I'm going to start Mark 11 and 11. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked around about upon all things, and now the evening was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12, disciples. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Somebody say, I am hungry. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, I am hungry. And my Bible reassures me, and our Bible reassures us and guarantees us, amen, that those who hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. Amen. Let us direct our hunger pains to God Almighty. Let us ensure and position ourselves to be fed, to be satisfied by God and no other source and no other thing. Lord, help us on this day, hallelujah, to position ourselves and seek, amen, a satisfying in those places of hunger and even desperation and need and satisfying, amen, and even trying to escape a feeling. See, we self-medicate and we turn to other sources and other things and other people and to people, but Lord God, help us, amen. Hallelujah, to turn to you and be filled by you and to run to you, and that you are our escape and you are, hallelujah, our medication and you are our nourishment and you are, oh God, our feel good and you are, oh God, our peace, the peace that we're searching for. You are our peace, and you are, hallelujah, oh God, Rabashanda, Rabasaya, Rabasato, Rabasia, our hydration, and you are our healer, and you are, oh God, you are, and you are, oh God, our resource, and you are, oh God, I thank you that you are even the gas, our fuel that we need when we feel that we are running low, oh God. Help us, hallelujah, help us. Thank you for your grace. Verse 13, and seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. He cursed it. And his disciples heard it. Come on. Heard it. He's speaking faith. Amen. In this day, in this hour, in this time, we must speak faith. Somebody say, I don't have time to speak the realities. I don't have time. Amen. Hallelujah. To speak. Come on, somebody. The cursing and death. I don't have time to speak the details and the depths of who said what and how they said it. I don't have time to speak, amen, hallelujah, the fullness of all the feelings, amen. I must direct all this through faith, and I must get into position of faith and hearing and waiting and seeking God of how to speak, taking captive my tongue and my thoughts that in bringing my thoughts into the obedience of Christ and by commanding my tongue, amen, to obey in faith, hallelujah. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. It is time that we speak faith. It is time that we speak not what we can do or what we can't do, but what God can do. And notice, when we speak about what God can do, it's only what he can do. Amen, because he can do all things. It is time that we speak of the glories of God. It is time. Hallelujah. Somebody say, it's time. We speak faith. We get into faith. Amen. Amen. We surrender to faith. Hallelujah. We get on in obedience with faith. Hallelujah. It is time. So remember, his disciples heard it. Even as I read that, the Bible and the Holy Spirit reminds me that faith cometh by hearing. Amen. So then I ask you, and what are you hearing, and how are you positioning yourself for hearing? And are you hearing faith? Notice the disciples were hanging with Jesus. Oh, come on. Who are we hanging with? Amen. And what are we hearing by way of who we're hanging with and what we're watching and what we're consuming? Amen. 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 I must get around Jesus' followers. I must get in my Bible. I must get in the Word. Amen. I must get into a church home. Come on, somebody. I must, amen, hallelujah, surrender. Even, listen, if you're hearing this, I'm preaching to the choir because you're in it. But I must commit myself in this place of hearing faith and hearing the word of God, that these words, the faith words, the scripture words, is what is transforming me and molding me and shaping me and restoring my soul. Come on, someone. Hallelujah. Ah, and his disciples heard it. Let's skip down to verse 20. And in the morning, come on, y'all. In the morning, somebody say suddenly, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. I hear the Lord even saying, that's why we have to be attuned and careful to the words that we speak. Again, life and death, blessing and cursing is in the power of our tongue. And if we're not careful, we're cursing the very things that we love and desire. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. And we're blessing the very things that we don't love and desire. Come on. Hallelujah. It is time we believe. Hallelujah. And as we believe that God is and that he is able. Amen. And we believe that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Amen. And we believe, and I'm drenched in this believing, and I'm hydrated in this believing, and I'm full, amen, with this belief. Then it affects me and infects me and changes everything about me. It changes the way we walk. It changes the way we talk. It changes the way we see. Come on. Some of the fixing happens when the perspective changes. It changes. Hallelujah, the way we interact, and it changes the way we respond, and it changes the way we react, and it changes the way we act. Come on, hallelujah, and praise the Lord God. Hallelujah, change us, Lord. Change me. Somebody said, change me, Lord. Change me. As I position myself to please you. No more worrying about pleasing people, and no more worrying about pleasing self, and no more worrying about pleasing things and pleasing bosses and wives and next wives and this and that. And no, our desire is to please God. Guess what? Everything under him, come on, someone, is pleased. And if there, and in pleasing God, also there's some things and some people and some situations that will be displeased. Come on. But it's God simply aligning. And if there's in pleasing God, there's a displeasing of people and things, that means those are some areas that was out of alignment, and now God is getting it aligned. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Verse 21. And Peter, recalling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus, this is our key verse. And Jesus answering, said unto them, and Jesus answering us right now in this hour in prayer, come on, ask and ye shall receive. Hallelujah. We talking to God, God is answering and talking to us back. Amen. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Have God kind of faith. Have faith, another version, have faith from God. Have God's faith. Somebody say, have God's faith. I have to slow down and just stop in this moment. Have God faith. Jesus answering, have faith in God. Don't have faith in the circumstance. Don't have faith in the situation. Don't have faith in the person. Don't have faith in the thing. Have faith in God. Have faith in his resurrecting power. Have faith, hallelujah, in the creator, hallelujah. Have faith in the Alpha and Omega. Have faith in the one that can save your soul. Have faith, hallelujah, in God. Have faith in the Almighty One. Have faith in the Omniscient One, the All-Knowing One. Have faith in the All-Powerful One. One, the Omnipotent One. Have faith, hallelujah, kareba shanda raba gandala, roshandi raba sanda raba saya, in the present One. Amen, hallelujah. Have faith in the One who is Lord of time. Have faith, hallelujah, not in the substances. Have faith in God. Have faith, hallelujah, Rabba Shanda Raya Karabasaya, not in flesh. Have faith in God. Come on, someone. Have faith in the mountain moving power of God. Have faith, hallelujah, hallelujah. Have faith in God, he says. That's what Jesus is saying to us. That's what Jesus is saying to us in the midst of. In the midst of what's going on all around us, what Jesus is saying is have faith in God. Somebody needs to whisper that. Let's set that on replay in our hearts. Let's set that on replay in our minds, in our thought life. Have faith in God. Amen. This is the replay. This is the standard. And any thought that doesn't line up with have faith in God, we must purge. We evict from your mind. Evict, hallelujah, from your tongue. Evict, you are no longer, hallelujah, able to live at this residence of faith. You don't line up. Have faith in God. In verse 23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever, listen, Jesus said, who, not just me, but whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Come on. Again, I must stop in this moment and slow down to we shall have whatsoever we saith. So what are we saying? What are we saying? Some of the stuff that we have that's no bueno is a result of our saying. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, come on, hour of prayer, thank you, Jesus, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. So not only do we pray, in faith. Come on. We started with 22. Have faith in God. And God has given us the recipe. The recipe of faith of God is whatsoever things we desire when we pray. Amen. That as we're in God, amen, the desires are even being aligned. That is no longer my desires, it's God's desires. And any desires that I have that doesn't align with kingdom and his will for me, then they have to leave. Hallelujah. 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 But as I'm aligned with God, then his desires that are aligned with his will, I'm asking in his will. I'm asking in his will. And when you pray, believe. Okay. Believe. We have to believe. This is part of the recipe. This is the ingredients that must be for that mountain moving faith. For that producing faith fruit. Come on. Believe. That ye receive them and ye shall have them. So I'm praying, then I believe that I received it even before I receive it in the natural. We receive it first in the spirit. I believe I received this thing. This thing is done. I'm reminded of Hannah in 1 Samuel. And she prayed for a son. And she had an encounter with the priest Eli. And Eli, after hearing that she was praying to God, he told her, go, amen. And basically her prayer, her request, granted. I even hear the Lord speaking to some of us in this hour. Go. Your prayer is granted. Hold on. I'm looking for the scripture right now so that I can just read it. And then in verse 7, 1 Samuel 1, verse 7, it says, then Eli answered Hannah. Come on, this word of answering. God is answering our prayers. God is answering our prayers. Have faith in God. God is answering our prayers. Your faith, God is answering my prayers. God is answering. And then Eli answered and said, go in peace. And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Oh, get what the Holy Spirit is saying. God is granting the petition that we ask of him. So listen, remember the recipe. Have faith in God, the recipe. We pray, we believe that we receive it, then we shall have it. Hannah, she prayed. Eli said, go in peace. The priest said, go in peace. And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. She believed she received before she actually received in the natural. We all of our praying, asking, and receiving, it happens in spirit. We should be praying, asking, and receiving, believing, and receiving in spirit first, not in natural first. That means not going to man asking and seeking and looking for people and having a hustle, and I got to figure this thing out, and I got to work it out myself, and I got to rob Peter to pay Paul and all these things. No. I go in spirit. I go to God, and I stay there, and I wait until the Holy Spirit unctions me to move on earth. But she believed that she received it. She didn't get the son first. She believed she received it. She got the revelation first. Come on! Revelation! Thank you, God, for revelations in this hour, the revelations of your promises, the revelations regarding our purpose in our lives, the revelation. Our change happens in the spirit. We should have a response to when we hear amen. The Holy Spirit, and we hear God answer. In an understanding and a knowing how God moves, that he will speak the thing before we see the thing in the natural. That's when we walk it out, work it out, talk it out, act it out in faith. And so this is what Hannah did. It says, so the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. Why? Because she has heard from the Lord. It was already done. It's already done. That by verse 19, and they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah, and Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time has come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. There's some Samuels, amen, that are being manifested in your life, in your money life, in your work life, your career life. Come on, some Samuels that people will see what you asked for the Lord, that people will be brought into your prayer life, your secret place life, amen, because God is rewarding you openly. And so now that son that they're laying eyes on, and that daughter that they're laying eyes on, or the health in your body that they're laying eyes on, or the reconciliation now in your life that they're laying eyes on, or the advancement in the promotion that they're laying eyes on, and how God is favoring and honoring honoring you and manifesting it in very tangible ways that people are now laying eyes on. It is a Samuel. It is because I asked God of it. Amen. It is because I walked and had the faith of God. And I believed when I heard him, even though I didn't see it changing in the natural first. I believe that God has spoken. And I believe that God, amen, has given me the good report and the answer. And so I go and I walk and I act on that word. And I don't act on the circumstantial word and the conditional word, but I act on my unconditional, faithful, loving God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He is on our side. He is on your side. Oh, we are to just remain steadfast. Amen. In his place, in his secret place. We are to just have faith in God. That's what he is saying to us today. We are to have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Put it on replay, y'all. Y'all know when your song come on, or you hear a song or a good show or a good movie, you're like, I want to see it again. I want to hear it again. Well, this is the good news. Amen. This is the remedy. This is the prescription. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. And we see the impossible be possible. Have faith in God. And we see, hallelujah, Karabashia, God do a new thing. Have faith in God. And we see God, hallelujah, water even in that dry place, that famine place, that hard place, and make it a right place, a supple place, a loving place. Have faith in God. And we see God turn that lacking place to a plentiful place. Have faith in God. And we see God, hallelujah, create streams in the desert places. Amen. Rivers in the wilderness place. Have faith in God. Come on, I'm reminded of the children of Israel as they followed Moses, who followed God, a pillar of fire by night, a pillar of cloud by day. By his miracle working power, they were thirsty, and God caused water to come out of a rock. Come on, we may be looking in one direction, and God is coming in seven other directions. Come on, hallelujah, Rabbi Shaya. We may see a wall, a Red Sea, a rock, and God is saying, in that very place is where I'm moving and opening and pouring into. Come on, hallelujah. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. You see, when we have faith in God, it creates a hunger and a thirst for more of God. Come on. And when we have faith in God, it causes us to be focused on God. It causes us to run to God. It causes us to prioritize God. Have faith in God. Have faith of God. Have faith from God. You see, when we have this kind of faith, God faith, it causes us, amen, to desire to spend quality time with God, to learn more about this faith, to learn more about him, his nature, how he moves. Have faith in God is more than, amen, the results, is more than the results of, amen, hallelujah, but it takes us deeper and further into relationship with God. Have faith in God. I could just say those four words, amen, hallelujah, this whole time. and is ministering endlessly. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have God's faith. Have a faith from God. Come on. Hallelujah. This is what God is telling us. Yes. Hallelujah. In that situation, have faith in God. In that circumstance, have faith in God. With that problem, have faith in God. With that person, have faith in God. Amen. In that desire, have faith in God. Come on. In that pain, have faith in God. In that trouble, have faith in God. In that affliction, have faith in God. In that drought, have faith in God. With that famine, have faith in God. In that place of lack, have faith in God. In that job search, have faith in God. See, when we have faith in God, amen, and it is turning our coordinates to face God, to look at God, to be one with God, amen. What happens in that place also is that he begins to raise our standards. Transformation happens. Wisdom happens. Revelation happens. Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah. A praise and a worship happens. A fresh anointing happens. An anointing that destroys the yokes and lifts the burdens. Come on. A strength happens. A rejuvenation happens. A renewal happens. Come on. An energy. A second wind happens. Oh, Karabashanda. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. A joy happens. A peace happens. A lightness happens. We take up his yoke and his burden when we have faith in God. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Ya verekeka Adonai veshmerecha. Ya Adonai panavelecha vikoneka. Yisa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom. God bless you. I don't care what it is, how hard it is, how impossible it is, how uncertain it is, how for sure it is. Have faith in God. Amen. Shalom. You are blessed. I see you back here 7 p.m. as we have faith in God and believe and see his miracle working power break out on this earth in Jesus' name. Amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.